And this is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. On the auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagata Buddha at Jivatsal in Leh today. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Buddha Purnima, Mr. Shah highlighted that after 75 years, these sacred relics have come to Ladakh. The Home Minister said, Lord Buddha's wisdom is relevant even 2500 years after him. He said that this is not just a religious event, but a historic reunion. This is the first time that sacred relics of Tathagata Buddha have been taken out from their permanent location for an exhibition within the country. Following earlier agreement, a joint team of regional committees, members of East Siang District and Dhemaji District of Assam visited Assam-Arunachal boundary on Thursday and fixed location for erecting boundary pillars. The joint team of regional committee, accompanied by officials of East Siang District Administration and Central Government Survey Department, selected 19 locations along Assam-Arunachal boundary from Oyan-Jampani portion on the right bank of Siang River to Depi village of East Siang bordering Lai Makuri Panchayat of Assam. The team will go on a technical verification process to ascertain the accurate boundary lines as per the earlier decision. Today, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu attended the ICPP Growth Conference 2026 at Taj Mahal Hotel, New Delhi, hosted by Isaac Center for Public Policy, Ashoka University. Addressing policymakers, academicians, and thought leaders, he outlined the state's growth journey, key reforms, and development initiatives. Calling Arunachal a hydropower powerhouse of India, he noted 19,000 megawatt projects under development and a 40,000 megawatt target by 2047, contributing India's progress. The government has notified the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2026, introducing revised provisions related to overseas citizen of India, cardholders and citizenship applications. The Ministry of Home Affairs has made changes to the Citizenship Rules 2009 and notified the amendments through a gazette notification. The ministry said that a minor child cannot at any time hold the passport of any other country while also holding an Indian passport. According to the notification, all applications for OCI, card registration and renunciation will now be submitted electronically through the official portal. It added that applications for registration as an OCI cardholder will be made in designated from electronically on the online portal. The Goods and Services Tax gross collections in April last month registered a record all-time high, growing 8.7% as compared to the same period last year. The gross GST collection was recorded over 2,42,000 crore rupees, which was over 2,23,000 crore rupees last year during the same month. Prices of commercial LPG cylinders for 19 kilogram have been increased by 993 rupees. The new price in Delhi will be 3,071 rupees 50 paise. The revised price will be effective from today. However, domestic LPG cylinder prices remain unchanged. The revision is part of the regular monthly price update done by oil marketing companies. Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corporation Limited has said that retail prices of petrol and diesel remain unchanged for general public, which accounts for around 19% of country's total consumption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the capsizing of a boat in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each of the deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Madhya Pradesh, 4 people were killed and 11 others are missing after a cruise boat carrying 39 passengers capsized in Bargi River near Khameria Island in Jabalpur district yesterday evening. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.